Welcome to The Call, your source for cord cutting help, where you can call in and we'll do our best to help you figure out cord cutting and answer your questions. If you're interested in being on the show and getting your question answered, email info@cordcuttersnews.com with your question and your Skype handle, and we'll email you right back. Now, our first call. We got David here from Maine, and David, I understand your questions about mirroring your computer to a Fire TV and so forth. What's the full question?
Yeah, I was wondering, Luke, there's a lot of apps that you can buy for, either free or you can pay for the Fire TV. Some of them allow you to only watch certain shows for each network. Some of them you also have to have, you know, either a satellite or a cable TV subscription. For me, it seemed the best way was to try to bring these either networks or shows up via a web browser. And I was wondering if you find a show that you want through through Chrome, Google Chrome browser. If there's a way to, I know there's a way, but I was wondering what the best way was to stream those shows from your computer, either your desktop or laptop, to something like the Fire TV device, which is what I use the most, and also I also have an Apple TV.
Sure. This is a big thing. A lot of things are still really locked down on the computer. You know, the Super Bowl was streamed earlier this year for free. There was some workarounds to some third-party services that tried to put it on a Roku or a Fire TV, but it was free legally only through your browser. So a computer really is still one of the best devices for cord cutters because you can get a ton of content on it. You can mirror your computer to your Fire TV. It works fairly well. All the major boxes do it now. The Roku, Apple TV does it, and the Fire TV. You do it through mirroring your screen. Have you ever mirrored your phone to anything, or cast a video from your phone to your Fire TV, like with YouTube before?
Not so much with the Fire TV. I've used AirPlay to the Apple TV from either the iPad or the iPhone, but I haven't really had much luck mirroring anything to the Fire TV so far. I tried AirParrot a while ago. This was probably at least 6 months ago, so it might be a lot better now, but I had a lot of problems with the video constantly buffering, and then it would also freeze up for a while and stuff, and it took a while for it to catch up. So I haven't really found anything that's worked well for me as far as streaming from my desktop to the Fire TV.
I was just assuming you're using Windows. What devices are you trying to cast from? Is it like an iPad? What are you using?
Mostly it's Windows. I'm on Windows 8 if I'm trying to send something from my desktop. I also have an iPad that I can use, but I usually pair that, with the Apple TV anyway, so that's not too big of a problem as far as that goes.
Well, here's a little bit of the setup. I just pulled up the Fire TV's official mirroring page, and Windows is not on the list. I know you can mirror Windows computers to a Roku, and of course the Aircast to Apple TV and so forth is an option. The third option is to bypass all this is an HDMI cable. Just plug a laptop in, or behind my TV sits a Quantum Byte little Windows 8 PC. It was like $180, or I think they're $170, somewhere in that price range on Amazon. And that's what I use. It's a full Windows 8 computer, and I stream stuff directly that way. Couple workarounds here. You could look at having an Android device of 4.2 or higher will cast. A Fire Phone or Fire HD tablet will do it. I'm unsure. I believe Hulu does work on the Fire tablets with the browser. I would have to test that out to make sure. You may want to look at using your Apple TV for that. They do have a fairly robust, if you have any Apple computers there. But it sounds like for you, without buying anything new, the best device would be an HDMI cord plugged into your TV. Now, if you really want to cast it, you don't want an HDMI cable, and you have Windows computer you want to do it from, you know, Chrome is on sale right now. I think it's like $28 on Chromecast on Amazon, and that will work from your Windows computer to do that. You know, I don't know why I assumed that Windows was one of the options for Fire TV, but now that I look at their page, it is not right now, surprisingly. They will cast Fire tablets, Fire phones, and Android devices 4.2 and higher, and that's it. No iOS or Windows support.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my problem is I don't have a laptop, so and my desktop is in another room. It's not too far away, but it's probably, you know, 15, 20 feet or so from my TV and my Apple TV and the Fire TV.
Yeah, you know, I would maybe look at getting a Chromecast. If it's all on the same Wi-Fi network, I mean, a Wi-Fi, you know, same internal network in the house, you should be able to cast from your computer to a Chromecast for 20-some bucks. Call it good. I, in my office here, have a Chromecast on the TV, so when I edit videos, I can cast it to the TV, see how it looks, and it works great. Very smooth. I'll send you a link to how to do that on a Chromecast there. The you know, that's going to be your cheapest way if you're not close enough to use an HDMI cable. Hulu, you know, they're big with this. A lot of other places are too. You know, they have content that's not licensed to be on a Fire, you know, a Roku, whatever. Content producers don't want to have that. Or Hulu also does this thing. They'll say it's available on your computer, and it's not really available through Hulu. They'll send you off to, let's say, TLC's website. It used to be big before they had that contract with TLC. They would send you over to watch the full episode on TLC.com. You know, with a Chromecast or a Roku from Windows, you'd be able to just mirror your browser, send it to your TV, and the audio and the video will go to your TV, look great. Unfortunately, with having a Windows computer, an Apple TV, and a Fire TV, you're kind of stuck. You know, you could buy a Mac. Let me Google real quick. I am not a big Apple TV person. I'm kind of waiting until the next box comes out.
I'm looking forward to that myself.
You know, it's all rumor now, but we'll see what happens. So, you know, it does say with AirParrot, it says it can do it. Let's see here. One other thing. Yeah, I do not believe officially you can cast from a Windows PC to an Apple TV. There are devices out here, airsquirrel.com, with Air Parrot is the software, and then Air My PC is another software out there. I'm not sure the cost of these two. Looks like one's $15. You know, if you're going to spend $15, I would spend the extra few dollars and get a Chromecast. That's probably going to be a much more reliable for an extra, like, I think it's $13, $14 to get a Chromecast and have much more reliable streaming than trying to use a third-party hack, to be honest with you, to make an Apple TV work for you.
It's funny you mentioned that because I have a Chromecast that I bought not too long after they came out. And tried it for a while. At that time, I had an Android phone. I had a Nexus phone, but I ended up trading it in for a iPhone 6. So then I pretty much did away with the Chromecast. I just put it in the closet. So,
well, if you still have it, dig that thing out. It's come a long ways. I was kind of the same boat. I wasn't very impressed with it when it came out. It was a way to watch YouTube, and that was great, but past that, it was a little lacking. But since its release, it's really come out with a lot of great apps and content now. It's not my primary device. I use it mostly to do some YouTube casting in my office and to cast from my computer to my TV. But it's not that bad of a device anymore.
So. Okay, great. So does the AirParrot stream to the Chromecast then?
You won't need a third-party device. AirPair is designed as a workaround for Apple TV. It's a software that will trick the Apple TV basically into thinking you're a Mac computer. At least that's how I think it works.
Okay.
I've never used it since I always cast to my Chromecast for my PC. But no, PC to Chromecast works natively. You connect it, it'll pop up a little share button in the top right of your, you know, you can mirror it, you can cast videos on YouTube to it. It's pretty straightforward. I'll send you a link too on how a little walkthrough to mirror your Windows PC to your Chromecast. And that does work with Hulu and other devices. You shouldn't have any issues if, let's say, you want to go to NBC's website and stream their content from their site, or TLC and so forth.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'll dig that out and update it and see where I can go from there. It's kind of the Wild West out there as far as trying to get different shows and different networks. Like, I just signed up for Hulu Plus about a week ago, tried the free trial, and it's really frustrating because they have a lot of networks on there, and but they don't have a lot, you know, many shows of the networks. Like, if you look at Sci-Fi Channel, which I watch of a lot, they don't have, like, Helix, they don't have Haven. Like you said, they want you to watch it on a PC, so.
You know, most of what they want you to do is, when you go to Hulu.com, I'm pretty sure they still do it the same way. If not, they really changed it, is you'll go there and they'll say, full episodes of Helix. And you click on it and it will send you over to sci-fi.com because they put full episodes for free on their website. Hulu is getting better. I have Hulu. I live in an area where over the air is not great, especially for Fox. I love the fact that I can go watch The Simpsons, Family Guy, all the other Fox content on Hulu the next day. But back catalog is where they don't do as well. They're getting better about that. There's a lot more content coming to Hulu. Bravo, TLC, Discovery Networks, FX Network put a lot of content on there recently. Even CBS is putting all the CSIs on there. So it's getting better, but you are right. You know, it is frustrating to see, hey, you know, go to our website. And the real reason they do that is because they don't actually have the rights to that show, but they can redirect you over to that the site that does.
Yep.
So
another thing I noticed with them too was, like, I wanted to watch The Flash because I missed that you know, when it was first run on network TV. But again, they start you off, I think, now at like episode 19. You can't go back to watch the first show. They starting you off, you know, with the last third of the season or whatever. I guess they must only show you, you know, make available the last five or six episodes or something. So that's kind of frustrating too. So
yeah, it depends on the network and it depends on the show. For instance, Fox, Family Guy will show you every episode from this current season and some older seasons. But The Simpsons will show you, I think, four or five, what I don't know the exact number of episodes. But as the season goes on, like you said, you lose the earlier episodes and you'll have to go over to like an Amazon or an iTunes and buy the earlier ones. You know, Hulu's great if you're, you know, you can miss six episodes and catch up. But if you're not watching it as it airs, basically, at some point you're going to miss the content. The great thing about Hulu is, you know, they do have a lot of content. The downside is it's really the current content, what's out right now. Unlike Netflix, which is like, hey, you know, you can have a six-season marathon of Family Guy American Dad and so forth. But we don't have this current season. You know, together they make a nice pair, but you are right. If you're looking for back catalogs, Hulu can be a little frustrating with that.
Yep.
So, well, I hope that answered your question. Any other parts I can help with?
No, I think that's it, Luke. I'll dig the Chromecast out and give that a try.
Yeah, since you own that, that's going to be your cheapest, best way with your setup. Let me know if you have any issues. I'll send you a link there, and I'll include it in the show notes here if you're listening and want to find out how to cast your Windows PC and mirror it to your Chromecast. So, well, thanks for calling in. And if you ever have any questions, let me know. I'll be happy to chat with you again.
Great. Thank you, Luke.
Thanks.